Ray Hernandez is a human resource specialist at Northwest Arkansas Community College. He's lived in the Ozarks forever, it seems, raised his family here, lives in Rogers, has a farm in Newton County, and in his spare time, he paints.
Well, if you stand back and look at the two of them, you'll notice that they have a common horizon line.
When the college secured an innovation grant to commission a group of students to create a mural to celebrate the cultural diversity present at the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus in Springdale, Ray Hernandez stepped forward to help organize it and lend a hand. A half dozen artists agreed to paint panels representing the Marshallese, Latino, and African American communities.
What she didn't have was somebody to do the mural that represented the Europeans that had migrated to the United States, or someone to do the Native Americans.
The 7 by 8 foot black framed acrylic canvases burst with color, history, and iconography. This one is titled America Discovery.
When I decided I was going to go ahead and do both projects, I thought it would be nice if I could have the meeting in between the two, showing the folks that were the conquistadors arriving, and then showing our Native Americans, you know, on the shore, watching them as they came on shore. So that's what you're seeing in the two canvases that are facing each other. But individually, the canvas that has the European migration depicts a conquistador coming on shore. His ship is out in the harbor, and you know, scrolled behind him are representations of some of the other Europeans that had come. There's a pilgrim in the upper right-hand corner depicting, you know, the English settlement and colonization of the Americas. There's a French soldier below that, because the French had come over to, you know, become involved in the war for independence, and part of their interest was also to stake a claim in the Americas. And then finally, in the bottom right-hand side is a depiction of immigrants arriving in the New York Harbor with the Statue of Liberty in the background.
Hernandez's Native American murals, equally as dynamic and filled with emotion.
Well, you know, my thinking here was to represent you know, the cross culture of all of the Native peoples that are represented in the United States. So, of course, I've got the coastal Indian who's standing on the beach looking off to towards the ocean and trying to figure out who these people are that are arriving on shore. You know, so that would have been, you know, the Indians that lived along the coast, specifically, you know, the South Carolina and Florida and so on. In the middle, right behind him, I'm depicting the Indians that lived in the plains, lived on teepees, and migrated and followed either the buffalo herds or the weather. And in the rolling hills, you can see some buffaloes in the background. Above him, in the cold blue area in the northeast or the upper left-hand corner of the frame, depicting our Eskimo population, because, you know, the continental United States ends, but then we've got Alaska, which is part of the Americas. So I want to show that those folks and that part of the world. And then in the lower left, representing the southwest of the United States, I've got an Apache Indian fixing his bow, you know, near an oven of sorts that's made of clay. And you're right, in the bottom right-hand corner, I did a depiction of the Indian head nickel. You know, I think that's probably the way our government decided to commemorate the contributions of the Native Americans to our country.
Hernandez has painted most of his life, majored in art, and later was an illustrator in the military, and he's happy to be painting again. The next panel is Hispanic.
Orgullo Latino.
Orgullo
Latino.
Orgullo.
What does that mean?
The two L's are pronounced like Orgullo Latino.
Orgullo Latino.
Latin pride.
Latin pride. And the artist is Juan Hernandez and Diego Chang. Nice. Okay, so can you describe this last one?
I think Diego actually got up and explained what they were doing here. So what they did is they did a depiction of the of the map of Central and South America, and you'll notice there's 26 countries on there that are depicted, where either Spanish or Portuguese are spoken, but these are the Latin Americas. And it would be difficult, even on a canvas of this size, to depict all of those different countries and all their different cultures. So what they elected to do was to do a representation of some of the ancient cultures that were there. So in the left-hand corner here, you see a Mayan calendar. And down below is the Incan temple. And then up in the upper right-hand corner, an Aztec pyramid. And then down in the bottom right, it's got a couple of sculptures depicted of the Guarani culture. And then just to add a little bit of contemporariness to it, he's got some dancers right in the center near the country dancing some salsa, which is, you know, a dance that many of the countries embrace.
This lobby's quiet now, but Ray Hernandez says the dedication held last Saturday was packed with visitors, dignitaries, food, and multicultural entertainment, so the mural was well-received. The next panel's a wonderful panoramic view of a Pacific archipelago you may have heard about.
Of our Marshallese. In the bottom right-hand corner, you can see they've listed all the Marshall Islands in there, and just to the left of that, they've got the Arkansas flag and the Marshallese flag with Yaqwe, which is the greeting below that. But the depiction in the top part is actually what a Saturday would be like on the islands. They're not allowed to do any work, not even cooking or fishing on Sundays. So a lot of the activity on Saturday is in preparation for their Sundays.
Paintings titled simply Republic of the Marshall Island by Rancy Alfred. Christian Cooper profiled African Americans in his painting Dreaming, Believing, and Achieving.
This artist chose to depict some of the most famous African Americans. He's got Oprah and President Obama, Maya Angelou, and Martin Luther King depicted on there. And these folks down here at the bottom are actually the students and the young people looking up into the heavens and looking up to them as for their inspiration. So it's really a nice depiction.
The final panel, Hmong Story Cloth by Cho Xiong, depicts the Hmong people who settled in Northwest Arkansas.
And the artist wanted to show their history, you know, from their support of the efforts of the United States over there. They're leaving their villages and crossing the Mekong River, arriving in Thailand. They're suffering under the Khmer Rouge and those countries over there, and then finally their arrival in the U.S.
In fact, the community outreach coordinator for Northwest Arkansas Community College, Lou Lowe, is Hmong.
At our campus here, we serve about 600 students, credit-wise, and close to a little bit over 100, 150 community folks who come and take our non-credit classes.
The new campus is across the street from the JTL shop and takes the entire second floor of the Harvey and Bernice Jones Education Building. The Jones Television Complex is just to the south. Northwest Arkansas Community College main campus is, of course, up in Bentonville. The public two-year college, which opened in 1990, has around 7,000 students and provides lifelong learning and instruction designed to move students into the job market in a minimum amount of time, enrich people's lives, and prepare them to further their education. An additional 7,000 students are served through non-credit courses. Now Lou Lowe relocated to Bentonville from Wisconsin several years ago and has been running the campus in Springdale for about a year.
We have fundamentals of communications. We have a lot of the math classes, algebra, pre-algebra, trig, calculus. We have some history classes, astronomy and geology. So we do have a lot of general ed classes being offered.
And this campus is uniquely situated to reach out to the diverse local population who are enrolling. So expansion will continue, says Lulo.
We don't have enough space here for the faculty and staff, so we do have to share and be creative. I know that the Dr. Pernites and her cabinet team, they are coming up with big plans for the future. So you have to stay abroad and you have to stay alert, because Northwest Arkansas Community College is growing, and we will be coming to a near you.
To track all the Northwest Arkansas Community College development, visit nwacc.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.